91X News.
It's minus 6 and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Liam Radford. A 47-year-old Brighton man is charged with breaking in a house and sexually assaulting the woman inside. OPP say it happened yesterday morning near Brighton. They say that shortly after 9:30 a.m., the man broke into the house while the woman was home with her young child. Police say the woman was not injured. The man was arrested a short distance away shortly afterwards. He is scheduled to appear in court in Cobourg today. The Public Health Agency of Canada says a possible E. coli outbreak is coming from romaine lettuce, warning people not to eat any. Matt Morgan has more about what that means for Loyalist College.
Yesterday, the Public Health Agency of Canada, the agency responsible for food recalls, released a warning saying there is an outbreak of E. coli linked to romaine lettuce across the country. Andre Mathurin Scott is the food service director for Aramark at Loyalist College. She says she received a memo from head office to remove all romaine lettuce at the college. There are 18 confirmed cases of E. coli illness investigated, and 3 were in Ontario, and the remaining 15 were in Quebec. 6 individuals have been hospitalized, and 1 suffered a severe complication due to the E. coli infection. No deaths have yet been reported.
Labour Minister Patty Haidu says the federal Liberals have given the House of Commons 48 hours notice that it is prepared to order an end to rotating strikes by Canada Post employees. Haidu says the best solution is a negotiated deal, but the federal government is serious about this.
I really don't want to have to use a back-to-work legislation. You've heard me say it time and again. I don't believe that's where the best deal can come from. But having said that, this is a really busy time of year. People are relying on Canada Post to deliver packages. Small and medium-sized businesses are relying on Canada Post to have a profitable season, and our economy needs Canada Post to be able to function in a smooth way.
Haidu says the two sides have already had a very long time to work out a deal, but she expects them to work hard over the next couple of days to reach an agreement. A new Statistics Canada report says the national homicide rate was at its highest in a decade last year, thanks to a spike in the number of deaths from gun and gang violence. The report comes weeks after the federal Liberals and Conservatives rolled out competing plans for tackling the rise in gun and gang violence ahead of next year's election. Statistics Canada say police report 660 killings across the country last year, which was 48 more than in 2016. The overall homicide rate rose to 1.8 for every 100,000 people at its highest level since 2009. The agency blames gangs for a steady increase in gun-related killings, which accounted for about 40% of all homicides last year, and which reached their highest rate in 25 years. Statistics Canada also says the gradual shift towards more handgun-related deaths continued last year, as the weapons accounted for 60% of firearms-related homicides. Small groups of soldiers will be seen starting tomorrow in Picton, Bloomfield, and Wellington, taking part in a training exercise. About 40 soldiers from the 4th Canadian Division Reserve Units will be doing a humanitarian assistance scenario, where they will have to gather information on the area and its demographics. They will involve the public on a voluntary basis. Anyone interested in learning more about the exercise is invited and encouraged to engage with the soldiers. This exercise also includes role-playing actors as international organizations. The Trudeau government is releasing its fall economic update today and is promising to close the loop on some of its outstanding mandate commitments. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the government will stay the course with its plan to help the middle class and those working hard to join it. Trudeau says the update will touch on trade and competing with other countries.
We're going to continue our plan to help the middle class and those working hard to join it and support businesses as we move forward. The fall economic statement will be focused on things like competitiveness and the focus on drawing the benefit from the great trade deals we've been signing and moving forward on over the past years.
The document is expected to include Finance Minister Bill Morneau's long-awaited plan to help Canada compete for investment dollars, which many warn has become increasingly difficult following major tax and regulatory changes in the United States. The Progressive Conservatives have passed legislation that scraps 2 paid days of personal leave and other labor reforms brought in by the former Liberal government. The new legislation also freezes the minimum wage at $14 an hour until 2020 and eliminates provisions aimed at helping part-time workers. including a minimum of 3 hours' pay if a shift is cancelled 48 hours or less before it was scheduled to begin. The opposition parties and anti-poverty activists had said the rollbacks would make life harder for average Ontarians. But the new PC government argues the legislation lifts significant costs imposed on businesses. An investigation into allegations of assault and sexual assault at St. Michael's College School in Toronto has expanded. Roger Ward reports.
Police have received videos of two more incidents they believe are related to the private all-boys school in Toronto. Inspector Dominic Sinopoli, the head of the Toronto Police Sex Crimes Unit, says officers are trying to identify those involved.
We are investigating them as criminal offenses, but that is not to say that they will be or are criminal offenses.
One of the videos involved an assault with a weapon, reportedly a belt. The second was a threat and no one was injured. Six students have been charged with counts of assault and gang sexual assault regarding one of the incidents. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
Getting around Belleville in the later evening hours has never been easier. Belleville Transit Route 11 On Demand will take you where you want to go, when you want to go. That's right, weeknights between 9:30 and midnight, Saturdays from 7 until midnight, and Sundays from 6:30 to midnight, you tell the bus where and when to pick you up and drop you off. Go online to btletsgo.ca to book your bus. Whether you need late night transit for work or pleasure, it's an efficient and flexible way to get around town.
Belleville Transit. Let's go.
In sports, today in Trenton, some of the best junior hockey players in Canada are playing in the 8th annual Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge. Tyson Naylor spoke to some at the tournament.
Six Trenton Golden Hawks representing the OJHL during this year's All-Star Challenge, including Mike Minera, who says there's a lot of pressure to perform.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of a tryout for Team Canada, so, I mean, you're not just playing just to play, you're playing for a purpose. I mean, at the end of the day, you're always playing for a purpose because there's always an end goal in the sport, but for sure here is, you know, you got to stand out a bit. So.
Also representing the Golden Hawks this week is Mason Hardy, who is looking to impress hockey scouts from across North America.
There's some scouts here that have like, contacted me beforehand saying they're coming to watch, so it's kind of big for me to try and show myself like that.
The tournament started Monday and ends tonight. Tyson Naylor, QNET News, Belleville.
Ryan Fry says he will be taking an indefinite leave from Team Brad Jacobs. The veteran curler made the announcement today on Twitter, saying he needs to focus on growth and self-improvement. His statement comes 4 days after Fry and teammates Jamie Coe, Chris Scheel, and DJ Kidby were disqualified from the Red Deer Curling Classic. Organizers said the players were drinking before their game, and that Fry later broke three brooms and exhibited unsportsmanlike conduct on the ice. Fry was playing a substitute at the World Curling Tour event. He normally plays on a team with Jacobs, E.J. Harden, and Ryan Harden. They won the Tim Hortons Briar in 2013 and won Olympic gold in 2014. Toronto Maple Leafs try for a fifth straight win when they visit the Carolina Hurricanes tonight in NHL action. The Maple Leafs enter the game with a league-best 9-1 road record. Carolina has won just three of its last 10 games. The NHL has fined Colorado Avalanche forward Mikko Rantanen for embellishment. Rantanen was docked $2,000 under the league's program designed to discourage diving. The league's scoring leader has been penalized for embellishment twice this season. The Toronto Raptors are in Atlanta tonight to finish a four-game NBA road trip. The Raptors are 2-1 on the trip so far after a nervy 93-91 win at Orlando last night. Danny Green won it for the Raptors with the last-second bucket. Canada lost 5-0 to Spain at the FIFA World Under-17 Women's World Cup in Uruguay. Canada had already disqualified for the knockout stage and was playing without suspended captain and star striker Jordan Huitema. Huitema was sent off in Canada's previous match, a 2-0 win over South Korea. The Belleville Senators are playing the Charlotte Checkers tonight at 7 after winning last night 5-1. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, clear, low of minus 15. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of minus 6. At 4:09, it's minus 6. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Liam Radford, QNET News. On 91X, next at 6.